W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. A day after pleading not guilty to obstructing the 2020 election, former President Donald Trump entered a not guilty plea on three new charges related to the classified documents case. Tonight, he'll be back on the campaign trail in Montgomery, Alabama. CBS's Finn Gomez.
I spoke to a senior advisor to Donald Trump who said that he will, in his remarks, focus on the arraignment that occurred yesterday here in Washington, D.C. I don't think it will be no surprise if he goes after Special Counsel Jack Smith and the Department of Justice and the president.
Two branches of the military have no confirmed leader for the first time in history. Retiring Chief of Staff of the Army, General James McConville, relinquished command today. The Marines have not had a leader since early last month. Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville has blocked hundreds of military nominations, claiming the Pentagon is improperly using government funds to cover travel costs for abortions for service members. Retired Colonel and CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland.
We're playing around with the senior leadership for national security affairs for the U.S. military. I find it pretty amazing that a senior senator, with no military experience, by the way, knows far more, he thinks, in his mind, than the uniformed military collectively on the adverse effect this is having on national security.
The Parkland, Florida school shooting was reenacted today because of a civil lawsuit against school resource officer Scott Peterson. CBS News correspondent Manuel Bajorquez explains why.
They want to be able to go to court and to a jury and say, from the perspective where he was outside the building, you could clearly hear where the shots were coming from, or at least that he had the duty to go inside the building and investigate. But his attorney has called this an unnecessary exercise and has said that other witnesses have said that they heard the shot potentially coming from outside the building because of the way the echoes were happening that day.
Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan spoke at a judicial conference in Portland, Oregon, saying the Constitution gives Congress broad authority over the high court as ethics concerns have emerged. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
It was inevitable that one of the three liberal justices would publicly comment on what Justice Alito had to say about Congress's authority over the Supreme Court. The conservative justices are largely institutionalists. The judicial independence of the court is important to them. Justice Kagan is saying that the Supreme Court is subject to the same checks and balances as the two other branches of government.
On Wall Street, stocks finished the week with losses. The Dow dropped 150 points. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Hey, this is Penny Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows of aloft around 60 tonight under mainly cloudy skies. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, highs around 85. Chance for scattered showers. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 61. Overcast. Low 80s Sunday, upper 70s by Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 83.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Bijou. I am Oshawashko Gijig. I'm from Red Lake Nation, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. Hey, this portion is brought to you by Hauling for Wolves. Hauling for Wolves. Protecting wolves for future generations. Okay, Dr. Stately. Hey, welcome to Native Roots Radio. And we're with Dr. Stately, CEO of Native American Community Clinic. Boy, I'm just getting... And thank you for stepping in early and also helping me with that interview. So... what I would like to do, Dr. Stately, is just to ask you what you'd like to talk about in this last segment.
Well, you know, I mean, I think that last issue is a really important one. We don't often think very often about how critical environmental degradation is within the context of health, right? How much impact it has on our physical health, our emotional, mental well-being, spiritual well-being, those kinds of things. It's a very big issue for sure. Everybody, you know, there isn't, I think this is always a challenge, you know, there isn't anybody that really wants to have a railroad, running through their backyard, right? Our country, our people, our society as Americans, we all suffer from, serious disorder called not in my backyard kind of syndrome where, you know, we don't want anything really that's going to impact the community or the planet in any way, shape or form running through our particular backyard. And I think one of the things that I always think about within that context is that's probably true of everybody, right? But I think one of the things that we can all pretty much be certain of is that the majority of people that suffer the deleterious outcomes in those kinds of conversations are always with disenfranchised communities and disempowered communities, the ones that don't have a tremendous amount of wealth, right? The ones that don't have a lot of political clout, the ones that aren't, you know, the executive officers of, or stockholders of large billion-dollar corporations that that can swing, their might and to their benefit, and usually to the not so great benefit of disenfranchised communities like tribal communities. That's been a fight that's been going on for decades. One of the things I would hope that people would be willing to listen to is that that merger isn't particularly beneficial or helpful to anyone really living in Minnesota. The Mississippi runs through the entire state, right? Yeah. And supports so much of its entire state infrastructure. All of the, all the tributaries that are linked to the Mississippi River would be threatened, and other sources of groundwater. So I think those are like important things for everyone to think about, you know, not just the indigenous people of the state, but mm-hmm. also the entire populace. But, you know, these fights have been going on forever, right?
And just water is life. And I'll tell you, I walk by the Mississippi every day, Dr. Stately, and the river is low. And we've been in the second year of our drought. So it's so precarious when it comes to water. And, you know, you read reports that California wants to divert water from the Mississippi. And, you know, how much is that going to cost with pipelines and all? You know, it's mm-hmm. just it's crazy stuff.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. Like, they already dried up the Colorado River. Now they want to dry up the Mississippi. Don't get me wrong. I lived in California for like 20 years. I really love. There's a lot I love about California, but you know, they have a big, huge ocean right next to them. They can like start, you know, desalinating water from there. I mean, that's what they should be investing in.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean,
or maybe not have huge lawns and lots of it, and not everybody needs to have a pool in their backyard. You know, I grew up for like 40 years of my life without a pool. I was I did just fine.
Wow. Yeah. You know, I agree. It's crazy. And I think just amplifying in these discussions, with people, you know, about what's happening in Indian country, because what's going to happen in Indian country is going to happen to you. And I think that's what you alluded to when it comes to, everybody needs to keep their eyes on the prize. I mean, just what, 2 years ago, they put water on the stock market. I mean, that's kind of flag right there.
Yeah. You know what I always tell people? Like, I have, I've been in some of these conversations. In fact, I just had this conversation yesterday. I mean, I'm sure you remember, like, a couple of months ago, or maybe it was about a little over a month ago, we had some people on who were talking about the Friends of Lake Hiawatha thing issue.
Right.
And why it's important to sort of, like, preserve Lake Hiawatha and even rewild it, because, you know, such a precious asset to not just the tribal people or the native people that live in South Minneapolis, but the entire community. And whenever I have the chance, I tell people, like, you know, if native people are speaking up and we're saying, like, this environmental issue needs to be addressed because it's going to harm native people in this way and these things, we're usually sounding the alarms and the voice of reason on critical things that are going to impact not just us, but people all over the world, right? So Native people are who are usually the ones stepping into these spaces and places, talking about it. And whenever people ask me, like, well, why should we be concerned about that? I say, well, you know what? If Indigenous people are bringing an issue to the attention of, you know, not just our community, but our state, our region, our nation, it's usually something that's going to impact the entire planet at some point in time, or the rest of at least the rest of the United States. You probably should pay attention. What benefits us is going to benefit most people.
Well, Bob Blake always talks about we're the last, you know, the front lines of saving our mm-hmm. environment. And that yep. includes water and everything. We are here for that reason. And that's part of us being Native and being here for 10,000 years.
Right. And I think one of the things that I'm always trying to impress upon people is that, you know, our health and our well-being, physically, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, of course, as well, our health is tied to the health of the planet, right? if we don't take good care of the earth, there will be nothing to take care of us really when we need it the most, right? When we start to pollute our water, pollute our air, pollute the land, you know, we're going to see, you know, all kinds of critical things happen that are going to threaten our own physical and emotional and mental well-being. We see that every day. when we start to sort of like pollute the things around us and not take care of the earth and the air, that has real world implications for us as human beings, right? And we got to think about those things.
Yeah, I really do. And, you know, and that all goes, I think what I talked about a little bit earlier, and I think when you jumped in, Dr. Stately, we were talking about is felt like your future depends on it. And, you know, you have young ones and my, yeah. you know, and we need to preserve for the next seven generations. And when we talk about the next seven generations, we are really talking about the next seven generations. And that's.
Yeah.
That's,
and remembering that we are the embodiment of the seventh generation, right? We're here because seven generations ago, someone was making decisions so that we would have a space and place to inhabit on this earth. And we have the responsibility to do the same thing.
Exactly. Pini Gigi, thank you so much. And hey, thanks for co-hosting Native Roots Radio. You didn't know you were going to do that, but I appreciate you. Appreciate everything you do for the community. And, you know, let's do this again tomorrow. You're listening to Native Roots Radio. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office. We're still here. We are the seventh generation. Free Leonard Peltier now.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there's nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has
swiftly alter the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
From Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, it's the final time they'll visit the Ducksbatters here at Herr Baker Field on this Friday evening, a beautiful night here in Fond du Lac. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Well, a game in which the Rafters won in dramatic fashion last night. They took down Fond du Lac 7-6 in a game that's they had four unanswered runs in the bottom of the ninth. A walk-off liner to left field from Anthony Gallison that brought in Johnson home. So the Rafters, they improve now. They slide into first place, 15-11 in the second half. They're a game up on the Dockspiders and a half game up on the Mallards. So they have about 10 games to go towards the end of the regular season. So it's getting tight right now. A lot to unpack as Wisconsin Rapids, they're looking just to continue playing great baseball. They've won five in a row right now, and they certainly have done that with both sides of the ball. They've been doing well on the pitching side, but offensively, they've really gotten it going as well. They're a team in their last five, batting a 269. They have 45 hits, 24 RBIs, and they have 29 runs because of it. They've had multiple guys step in, and they certainly have lost some bats, but guys have helped out. James Bornick, one of those guys, has really kind of stepped into his role, and let's not forget Brendan Bobo last night broke the all-time Northwoods League home run record, as he did in the bottom of the first. Just got it out of the way quickly. A hard moonshot into left center field that was way back, and that was way gone. So it was only right the Rafters walked it off against the Dockspiders. And that game, I'll tell you, Wisconsin Rapids, they were down 2-0 early in the top of the first. Rafters responded, two straight home runs from Brewer and Bobo. And then Wisconsin Rapids got another run back in the second. They went up 3-2. And then it was about an over 40-minute rain delay in that game. So it ended the top of the second. So he picked up back again in the top of the third. Dockspiders got going quickly. In the fifth, they got a run. The sixth, they got a run. And the seventh, they got a run as well. They were up 5-3, and then heading to the top of the ninth, they got another run as well, made it 6-3, and at that point, the vibe around Winterfield just felt a little bit defeated. They felt like the Rafters just were not going to win that game, but it just turned it around. Bornick led off with a walk. Bobo got a hit, and then you had guys really step in, discipline at the plate, and then Anthony Gallison, the Coastal Carolina product, a line drive into left field, brought home Ty Johnson, and the fans, the players, everybody went crazy. What a night it was to be a Rafters fan, but you have to embrace that and what happened yesterday, but kind of forget about it in a way, because you have Fond du Lac, who's eager to take a game off this series. It's the final time these two teams will meet here at Herb Baker Field, and the final time they'll meet this season, as Wisconsin Rapids certainly has done well here at Herb Baker. They're 4-1. The last time the Dockspiders have won on their home field was June the 1st. So they've outscored them 18-11 here, and it's certainly been a while since they've won. So the Rafters are looking to keep that going. They're at a 223, though, against the Dockspiners. They have 354 at-bats, 44 runs, 79 hits, and they've been struck out 87 times. So for that, you know, you look at it and say, okay, this team certainly has a lot of talent, but when it comes to Fond du Lac, they really drop in their batting average. So they're hoping just to continue what it was yesterday. Nine hits was good, but a lot of that came in the bottom of the ninth, and they certainly had those late-game heroics. The Dockspiders, for them, they're third in the Great Lakes West. They're 15-13 in the second half. They're a game back of the Rafters, a half game back of Madison, and they have the fifth overall record in the Great Lakes West, 28-35. They've won five of their past seven. They lost to the Rafters back on July the 23rd. They then swept Lakeshore and Madison. They split with Green Bay, but they also lost to the Rafters, obviously, last night. So They've been 5-2, and both those losses have come against the Raptors, but they've outscored their opponents 45-28 while doing so. They batted 239, 22nd in the Northwoods League, and they have 507 hits as well, which is 14th. So this is a team, though, that strikes out a lot. 578 times they have struck out. But they always find ways to get in those close games with the Raptors. It just took some late-game heroics. So Mason Weckler will be getting the start on the mound versus the Dock Spiders, and a guy making his third appearance against the Raptors. So he's definitely familiar pitching against the Raptors. His first outing was back on June the 22nd. He went an inning with two walks. And then he went on July the 13th. He went seven innings, but we're going to take a quick step aside here. National Anthem coming up shortly at Herb Baker Field. We'll get into the rest of the Dock Spiders lineup and Raptors as we finish up here. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now, that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. Whether it's music or anything else, I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
And back here inside Herb Baker Field as the Raptors right now, Kirk Schreiner coming out there with the lineup as Doug Coe, the manager for the Dock Spiders. He's been the only guy, though, Doug Coe has been to manage this team, I guess, in the past two games at least, because he was doing everything a bit yesterday. He was throwing batting practice, was catching for the pitchers. He was doing about everything. So he's a great coach, and he certainly is trying to inspire his team to get back a win. The Raptors, though, winners of five straight. They started to remind you, they were 7-10 at one point here in the second half. They completely have turned it around. They've eight of their past nine, they have won. So they've been on top of it, and they certainly are going to continue to need some help today as Fond du Lac, Mason Weckler getting the start on the mound. Lorenzo Rios at catcher. Seth Sweetchick at first. Jake Serrain at second. Graydon West at third. Drew Berrigan at shortstop. Parker Knoll at left. Connor Cooney back in the lineup. He's at center. And Jack Peterson at right field. As for the Raptors, Bryson Parrish and gets the start on the mound. The North Alabama product who has been everything and then some. He has been really just on top of his game. He's had six games appeared in with a 2-1 record. One versus Fond du Lac back on July the 22nd, and he won versus Green Bay. He lost versus Traverse City on July the 8th. So He's been a guy, though, you really have to watch out for if you're final. Like, he's really started to paint the zone with a lot of fastballs. He's only allowed 23 hits, but only allowed 9 runs, 19 strikeouts to go with that. So Parrish really has set in a good command. He'll be getting the start on the mound. Levi Jensen, his collegiate teammate, back behind home plate. Brendan Bobo, the record breaker at first base, and Joseph Moroic making his debut at second base. He's come in listed as a pitcher, but he's kind of a dual position guy. We've seen him in position bases, but we've also seen him at pitcher as well. So he's a guy that can play both. He's at second, Kyle Carlson at third, Aiden Brewer at shortstop, Anthony Gallison at left, Ty Johnson at center, and Orlando Lordoy at right field. So we look at this Rafters team and we can say, hey, you just got to continue to play as well as they have been. And that's certainly the key for them. They're batting a .244 as a team. That's 18th in the league. But what's big for them is they are road warriors. They're 18-11 on the road. They've certainly just been on top of it when it comes to playing on the road opponents. And 4-1, obviously, here at Herb Baker Field. They certainly do well when they're in the maroon and gold uniforms, and they are that once again here today. They are in their maroon tops with the gold Rafters logo on the front and the gold numbers on the front and the back. They have their black leggings. The Dock Spiders in their all white uniforms with the white tops, the Fondy logo on the front, and the gold and the blue numbers on the back with the white leggings. So this team right now, 35-26, they hold the best overall record in the Northwoods League in Great Lakes West. So if they can continue to, you know, keep playing well, keep being on top of it, they will, if they can finish out with the best overall record in the Great Lakes West, then they'll host the best two out of the three in the, they'll have the home game advantage over the Rockers coming up. We'll see, though. There's a lot of games still left to be played. We're going to take a quick step aside. First pitch coming up in about 4 minutes here on WFHR.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nacoosa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nacoosa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Back here inside Herb Baker Field as Wisconsin Rapids getting set to be up to bat first. Ty Johnson will lead off, and obviously a guy that has been really just been their guy that you can rely on. A 55 hits for him, 206 at-bats. He bats at .267. He leads the team in at-bats, hits, runs. He's been walked 36 times, 11 doubles, 15 stolen bases. So a guy that leads the team in almost all categories, Mason Weckler, getting the start for the Dock Spiders, appearing in his 10th game with a 2-0 record. He won versus the Rafters and also Lakeshore as well. So 29 innings of work. He's allowed 26 hits, 14 runs, but also has 23 strikeouts. His first outing was versus the Rafters on June the 22nd. He went an inning with two walks. And then his second, he went seven innings on July 13th. He gave up four hits, a run, but four strikeouts. For the right-hander out of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, from Poplar Grove, Illinois. So Weckler getting warmed up right now. And the right-hander, a big opportunity for Fond du Lac to get back right in. Not saying that they're not done. There's plenty of games left, about 10. But for them, if they can win tonight, they would tie the Rafters. Rafters would lead on winning percentage. They would still be up, but they would not be a half game back. They would be tied in that sense. But Wisconsin Rapids continue to play well, continue to get it done on both sides of the ball. And they've done well here at Herb Acre Field. Getting up early has been their go-to when playing here in Fond du Lac, on the campus of Marion University here in Wisconsin. So looking in is Weckler. He'll set the first offering to Johnson, and there's a strike. So no balls, a strike here on Ty Johnson. And behind the plate, Austin Stanton. At first base, umpire Roderick Jackson. And at third base, Nick Hudlow. So same crew as yesterday, just shifted over. And there comes in for a ball, 1-1. So a ball and a strike here on Ty Johnson. And looking in is Weckler. He'll set high in the 1-1 up above the zone at a ball, 2-1. Fastball at 82. So Ty Johnson yesterday went 1-for-4. Had that winning run, had a 2-RBI day, though. Two balls and a strike. Weckler kicks high, and a swing and a ball skied in the air towards left field foul territory. Their third baseman, Graydon West, is under it and makes the grab. One down. So Aiden Brewer now, it's his turn to step in from UNC Greensboro. Yesterday went 1-for-3, had a home run, his first at bat in the first inning. A 179 batter. So Aiden Brewer headed to UNC Greensboro next season. He's had 5 hits in total this season. One gone. Weckler kicks and works. And it throws it lower the zone at a ball, 1-0. 4 runs, 3 RBIs. 2 home runs for Aiden Brewer. And he'll set up on a changeup there that paints the zone, 1-1. Brendan Bobo due up. He's had a home run here before. He bombed one into center field. One gone and the 1-1 from Weckler. Just outside of the right corner at a ball, 2-1. Off-speed pitch of 73. So 2 balls, a strike. Mason Weckler, wearing number 31. And a swing and a hard bouncer over to the second baseman. Serain fields it up to his right and throws it on to first. And he gets down. Brewer, one away. So Brendan Bobo, now the leader in home runs all time in the Northwoods League. And got it yesterday. 45 RBIs, 12 home runs, bats a 254. So now Bobo made history, but he also had a good day yesterday. Went 3-for-5 with a run. Had that big hit in the bottom of the ninth. As Bobo hits a high fly ball into center, Cooney runs under it, tracks it down, and makes the grab for the third out. So just like that, the Dockspiners retire the side. Bobo flies out. We head to the bottom of the first. Scoreless through half inning. We'll step aside here on WFHR.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop.
Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
So, bottom of the first inning, it's actually going to be Jackson Corgan getting the start on the mound instead of Bryson Parrish. Parrish was the initial starter, but they have put Corrigan on as Kirk Schroeder had to make that change. So he's a guy making his debut and a native of Cypress, Texas. So from Hendricks College. So out of his 6.08 ERA there, he had a 1-0 record, 8 appearances. So Jackson Corrigan making his debut. He'll set in serve up in a ball 1-0. So 1-0 count here on Connor Cooney. As Cooney hits a high ball, skied in the air into the infield. Running under it is Bobo and makes the grab for a quick pop out. So Jake Serrain, the second baseman out of the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh, out of Lincolnshire, Illinois, batting at 273. One down. Bending low at the knee. And here's Corrigan. He'll set in serve. And there's a strike that time, 0-1. So no balls, a strike. And Jake Serrain, the second baseman. He'll set and swing a hard hit ground ball over to Brewer at shortstop. Scoops it up in the glove and the fire over to first. And he gets Serrain for two down. So just like that, back-to-back outs. Parker Knoll is now due up. And Knoll, a great day for him yesterday. Went 2-for-5, had that two-run shot in the top of the first into left center. Was also struck out as well. That's a 4-19. And Corrigan sets and serves, and there's a strike, 0-1. 0-1 is the count. Two down. And the 0-1. A swing and a hard hit ground ball in between second and third. A base hit for Parker Knoll. He'll take first. So Lorenzo Rios now is due up. So Corrigan gets back-to-back outs, but then gives up a base hit. Only one away, though. Lorenzo Rios did not appear in the lineup yesterday, batting a 286. He's had a home run in 10 RBIs. Two gone. So Lorenzo Rios from Presbyterian College, heading into his sophomore season from Yorkville, Illinois. Corrigan, the right-hander, wearing number 29 in a swing and a high pop-up. Third baseman Carlson comes under it and cannot make the grab in time. It goes away into the bleachers. 0-1. So no balls, a strike. 0-1 is the count. At first stands Parker Knoll. Corrigan making his debut. He'll face his fourth batter. The 0-1, Rios, fouled off. Backside 0-2. So no balls, two strikes with two down. 0-2 is the count. Looking in, and coming set is Corrigan. He'll bend low and fire. And outside at a ball that time, up in the left corner, 1-2. A ball, 2 strikes, 2 down. 1-2 is the count. 1 hit so far for the Dockspiders. And a swing and a ball thrown into second. And getting there just in the nick of time was Parker Knoll. He stole second. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. The throw from Levi Jensen. Brewer thought he got him. Knoll puts himself in scoring position. So Parker Knoll, a successful stolen base for him. 2-2 from Corrigan. Fouled back behind home plate into the netting. 2-2 once more. So 2 gone. Deuces run across the board. Lorenzo Rios batting in the cleanup spot. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Corrigan looks at second. Turns and delivers up way up above the zone. Rios bent down low. It was a breaking ball at 73. And the count runs full. On deck is Sesuichik. Rios looking for his 11th RBI. Knoll got a base hit and then stole second in the 3-2 and fouled away right field side. So Rios working this count here on Jackson Corrigan. And the count runs full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Rios, the left-hander, will step back in. Corrigan bends down low. He'll come set now. Knoll at second. Corrigan turns in the payoff and fouled on the inside of the bat. Back behind home plate. So Lorenzo Rios staying alive here in this count. It was 3 straight outs for the Dockspiders in the top of the first, but Wisconsin Rapids was looking to do the same, but unable to do so. 2 gone. Corrigan, the payoff to Rios. Up above the zone at ball 4. Rios to first, Knoll to second. That puts 2 runners on with Sesuichik due up. Batting a 167. Sweetchick 16 RBIs. Had a tough day yesterday. Went 0-for-4 with 2 strikeouts. 3 home runs, though, from the right-hander. 2 down. Corrigan will come set. He'll turn. And Sweetchick misses at a first pitch strike. Paints the zone on the left edge. 0-1. Sweetchick, the first baseman. 16 RBIs for him. Knoll on second. Rios at first. The 0-1 from Corrigan. And a swing and a liner past the glove of Carlson. Steps it on and taps on the third. Made the play in time. What a play there from Kyle Carlson. It looked like it was going behind his glove. Reached out, had to make that play. And tapped first. So Carlson makes the play. No run score for the Dockspiders. We head to the top of the second. 0-0 through one.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
I'm Captain Ann Maxson with the Wisconsin State Patrol. Safety on our highways is a team effort. Every day, our troopers and inspectors focus on keeping people and commerce moving safely. Drivers can do their part to prevent crashes and needless tragedies by remembering 2 simple things. Buckle up, phones down. Thanks for helping us move towards 0 deaths on Wisconsin roads.
A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I am not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the second inning, Joey Fear with you here on WFHR as the Rafters, they were fortunate to make a heck of a play from Kyle Carlson. Saw a liner on the third baseline, dove out, and made the catch as he stepped on third. That ball gets past him. Sure enough, a run scores. But we head here, top of the second, Orlando Lordoy leads off. Fond du Lac retired the side in three batters in the first. So Lordoy batting at 245, 12 hits for him on the season. And he'll see a ball down low. 49 at-bats. He's had 9 RBIs. So Lordoy out of Benedictine University at Mesa. So setting in serving there is Weckler. And he comes in for a strike, 1-1. A 1-ball, 1-strike here on Lordoy. Well, 1-for-4 yesterday. Was hit by a pitch as well and sees a strike, 1-2. So Mason Weckler, no strikeout so far. He got a pop out, a ground out, and a fly out. Looking for his first K of the day. No hits yet for the Rafters. Weckler will turn the 1-2. And a swing and a liner past the second baseman, Surrain. Into right center field and a base hit for Lordoy. He was taking a sharp turn around first, but retreats back there now. So a leadoff hit for Lordoy. So Anthony Callison now due up, and the hero yesterday had no hits on 4 at-bats, but then on his last at-bat, he got his first hit. A hard ground ball past the third baseman brought in Johnson home in the bottom of the ninth. Everybody was going crazy. Callison sure was getting all the praises from everybody, and rightfully so. Up to 17 RBIs, bats at 271, and there's a curveball down the plate. 0-1. So Lordoy with a base hit. No balls, a strike. 0-1 is the count. Jake Surrain unable to field that ball as Lordoy gets back to first, a pickoff over to Sweet Chick. So Rafters get their first hit. They've been dominant here at Herb Acre Field. 4 wins for them on the season in the 0-1. And a ground ball over towards the first baseman, Tweetchick, over to Berrigan at shortstop and throws it back to first. So Tweetchick to Berrigan, back to Tweetchick. And there's a double play. So a 3-6-3 double play. So James Bornick from Marion, his home field during his collegiate season. So a guy that attends this school, so is all too familiar with this school. So Tweetchick to Berrigan, back to Tweetchick. So good play there for the Dock Spiders as Weckler will set in here on Bornick, 0-1. So no balls, a strike. Carlson on deck. We'll see if he gets to bat. One away. And the 0-1 from Weckler. And a swing and a hard hit ball in the right field. Carrying back at the wall and making the grab is Peterson. For a moment, I thought that had the distance. James Bornick, good contact. Peterson was on top of it. So Fond du Lac retires the side in three batters. We head to the bottom of the second. Scoreless through 1.5.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 60 tonight under mainly cloudy skies, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, tomorrow highs around 85. Chance for scattered showers, tomorrow night 61. Chance for scattered storms, Sunday and Monday. Low 80s, Sunday upper 70s by Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 83.
Does back pain have you sidelined? There's a local expert right here in Central Wisconsin ready to help you. Dr. Doug Gallick at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. With your back pain results in numbness in your lower extremities, disc compression or herniation, or anything else, Dr. Gallick has the expertise to help you. He has 23 plus years of experience to back it up. Go online to WROinstitute.com to learn more about Wisconsin River Orthopedics and their many services, including relieving back pain. Wisconsin River Orthopedics, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the first inning, Jackson Corrigan will set in on his second inning here today, as he'll set in and throw a ball up above the zone on Jack Peterson, who had that last put out into right field. Good contact from Bornick, but it went to the glove of Peterson. And then comes in down low for a ball, 2-0. So Jack Peterson batting a 160. 12 RBIs for him. Yesterday went 1-for-4, had a double. As he swings and misses on the third pitch, had a strike, 2-1. A little bit low that time. One hit for the Knoxbiners. Parker Knoll, a ground ball into left field. And the 2-1 from Corrigan. And a changeup up above the left corner. 3-1. He also walked a batter as well. Lorenzo Rios was walked. 3-1. Corrigan, the 3-1. And a swing and a liner right into the glove of Bobo. Has to bend down low to his left. Reach out and make the catch. And Corrigan getting some help from his defense. So Mitchell Johnson did not appear in the lineup yesterday. Guy that hasn't had a hit this season. The DH from the Catholic University of America. A sophomore from Ashton Sandy Spring, Maryland. And so the right-hander looks and sees a strike. Corrigan goes to work once again, 0-1. So no balls, one strike with one out. Here, bottom of the second. Each team with a hit. And the 0-1, and a swing and a ball popped up into center field. Johnson walks under it and makes an easy catch for two down. So just like that, two down, and Drew Berrigan out of Embry-Riddle Aeronautical. A 159 batter at the plate, 15 RBIs, two home runs for him. Went 1-for-4 yesterday, batting in the 8-hole, so the shortstop. We'll see the first offering and swing and a miss one. A little bit low there, 0-1. So no balls, a strike. Two down. Corrigan will go to work. And a swing and a liner pass. Aiden Brewer over his head in the left field. So just like that, a two-out RBI single. The exact same it was in the bottom of the first. And so two hits now for the Knoxbiners. Graydon West out of Rice, the Rice Owl from Katy, Texas. 1-for-3 with a run. Had a double yesterday. Two down. And looking in is Corrigan. Works in a strike. That's the second time he's given a two-out single. Bottom of the order with West. No balls, a strike. And he checks off over at first now. Getting back there in time is Berrigan. On deck is Cooney. 0-1 count. One away. Corrigan the 0-1. And a liner past Doug Coe, the third base coach, acting field manager. He's been their field manager all season long, but he's really had to do everything now. No other coaches have been with him. Didn't see any yesterday, none today. Two down. West will see the 0-2 from Corrigan. He'll look, serve way high. Let a change up above the zone at a ball 1-2. A 1-2 count. One away, bottom of the second. Graydon West, the Katy, Texas native. 8 RBIs, a 228 batter. He'll see the 1-2 and slice it right field side out of play. Ball, two strikes. Two outs. At first is Berrigan. Corrigan sets and looks off over at first once more. And Berrigan gets back there in time.